travelled to Ramallah, which is north Palestinian city, north of Jerusalem, and we confronted the occupation, the tanks and armoured personnel carriers and soldiers, which are stationed here in Ramallah, just 100 yards from President Arafat's compound. And we sat down in the road in front of the tanks. As we approached, they actually fired live ammunition over our heads. We made our statement. We stayed for about half an hour, and then we left peacefully. They were actually, apart from firing live ammunition over our heads, they were actually quite restrained. And in previous protests, they've used tear gas, grenades, rubber bullets. So we were expecting the worst. We then travelled back up the road to President Arafat's compound, where he'd asked to meet us, and we had a meeting with him and made a statement and explained why we were here. He was very grateful, and a lot of press here, and he's now invited to have lunch with him. So we're here for 2 weeks. Basically, the aim of the program is to ask our governments, tell our governments to intervene to stop the Israeli occupation of Palestine, which has been going on for 34 years now. And it's an illegal occupation. It's been declared illegal by the UN on a number of occasions. And but the Palestinian people are suffering a brutal occupation. The place that we went to this morning, where the tanks are, is actually, if you live there, you can only leave your home for 1 hour a day. There's a curfew, and this is in their own land, it's their own territory, and they're under an illegal occupation. So this is what we're protesting against. We were here to show our solidarity with Palestinians generally, not really specifically Arafat, although we do disagree with the fact that he's being targeted by the Israeli government, and we think that's a terrible act, an act of terrorism.